Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who met his wife while training for the 400 meters in Seattle and is eating gluten-free whilst lusting after bread, Dave Denniston.
This is Dave Denniston, and welcome to the latest Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. And today we're going to be covering young physicians. Get out of debt. Which loans should you pay off first? Well, you know, I find that most young physicians, and even some not so young ones, have a lot of debt. And of course, most of that is from medical school. Well, now that you're in career, now that you're in practice, it's time to start reducing your debt. Well, where do you start? Number one, I suggest focusing on high-rate, low-balance consumer debts first, specifically consumer debts. Think credit cards, car loans, student loans. And I say student loans because once you get over $130,000 in income if you're married, over $65,000 if you're single, it's no longer tax deductible. And neither is a credit card, neither is a car loan. So we want to take advantage of tax deductible debts. We want to pay off the other stuff first. Now, I'm assuming here that you're not going through PSLF, the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, or some other debt forgiveness program that you're going to focus on paying down that debt. If you are in PSLF, then you don't want to do that. Anyhow, here's a basic principle that you want to get your hands on. If there is a 3% or greater difference in interest rates among your loans, pay off those loans with the highest interest rates first. But if there's less than a 3% difference and less than 5 years to maturity, pay off the lowest balanced loan. Now, if you own your home, the government gives you a great deal. Interest on mortgages and home equity loans, as we mentioned earlier, they are tax deductible on your federal income tax return. And so a 4% loan becomes like a 3% loan. And so if possible, one strategy you can do, if you have more than 20% equity in your house, move those consumer debts to tax deductible debts, like a home equity line of credit, assuming you feel comfortable with your income going forward. So for example, if you have sufficient equity in your house, like we said, more than 20%, you can open that home equity line of credit that just has a rate of 3%. You can write yourself a check and use the money to pay off that credit card debt that might be costing you 12% or more that's not tax deductible. What's not to like about that? Now, consolidating debt is definitely a good idea. So outside of making minimum payments, put any above and beyond payments of additional principal all towards one loan, only one, so that you can demolish it quickly. And also, after finalizing your payoff plan, consider the following. Number one, lower your overall payment by signing up for an auto withdrawal if the lender offers you a lower rate in that situation, often 0.25%. And then, of course, you want to look at some debt forgiveness programs. We have lots of resources on that and 5 steps to get out of debt for physicians, as well as in the Freedom Formula for Physicians books that I have written. Overall, hey guys, don't be passive with your debt. Analyze it. Take control. Get rid of the worst type of debt, consumer debts. Focus on only one, and you'll be saving yourself a ton of money, getting freedom sooner. It is something you can do. For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Denniston. Thank you so much for listening, and check in again soon. Have a good one.